other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global crime syndicate wants to dehumanize the planet and carry out eugenics operations. To do that, they have to first break up the family so you owe no allegiance to your family and so you can't protect yourself, so you're an isolated individual that can be fed on and made a property of the state. They want 100% of the population on psychotropic drugs. They say that by 2011, they will have half the school children. This is the White House on announcement with the New Freedom Initiative on psychotropics. Half the public needs to be on deadly drugs that cause psychopathic breaks and massive suicide increases. And they're now announcing in the U.S. and England, if you hug your child or kiss them in public, or if a man or woman takes their own child to the pool, the police are going to go ahead and come up and may go ahead and arrest you or take your child because it's pedophilia to bring your child swimming. Now, folks, I'm not joking. I'm not joking about breathalyzers to be in all cars. Told you that 10 years ago. Saw Toyota and the feds talk about it. Now it's been announced by 2011 as well. I told you years before all cell phones would be tracked in real time. It's mainstream news now. I told you all of this. I told you they were reading your license plate, scanning you, tracking where you went 6-7 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Folks, I told you all of your financial transactions are looked at by the government. All your prescriptions, no Fourth Amendment. Meanwhile, Senator Hatch and Senator Biden are making jokes about how they're not surveilling the American people under the FISA bill, and you read it and it says they are. Paul Watson, 3 minutes. Anything else you want to add about this incredible article you've got up at PrisonPlanet.com?
Well, yeah, another aspect of it is that children are being trained by the state in schools. They're kind of hijacking that natural youthful rebellion and turning it against parents. There was a recent case where an 11-year-old was disciplined for misbehaving. The mother said he couldn't play on his PlayStation or Xbox or whatever, so the child told his mother to bleep off. She smacked him lightly on the backside, and then he called the police and said, you know, I'm a victim of child abuse, and the police turned up in 6 police cars and social services turned up, and the parents were arrested and prosecuted.
And by the way, to young people, I have seen 100 cases. Back when I was in school, they told us to tell on our parents. While we'd get pops from the principal if we were bad, and rightly so, they would say, though, are your parents spanking you? You can call the police, when there wasn't a law against it, by the way. And all the parents I've interviewed, all the people that were put into social services when they were 6, 7, boy, young people, you better hope you don't call them when you're in one of their literal rape facilities. You'll be wishing you hadn't called them. But go ahead, Paul.
And the kids were put on the child protection register because they smacked their backside as a form of discipline, which is now child abuse in this country, apparently. So that's how they get.
But if you don't buy a ticket and get on the bus in Montreal, they taser you, quote, as punishment, and police, if you don't get up at a protest, break your arm as part of paying compliance and openly say they can do it.
Exactly. This whole thing about everybody being suspicious of everybody, every adult being a potential pedophile or child molester if they come in contact with children. It's all about, again, guilty until proven innocent. You have to go through a government-mandated check and be put in a database to be proven innocent.
You're signing on to a criminal register. That's what these institutions are now. And through contract fraud, you waive your rights when you sign them.
Exactly. And the only thing we can hope is that a revolution of common sense kicks back against it, which is apparently starting to happen. I mean, people in this country are absolutely outraged about everything that this government's done. So now they're just going to slip the Tories back in there, and everybody will think everything's okay again.
Meanwhile, they don't stop anything they're doing. The government on every issue is 75 to 90% negative. But I've been on a lot of your radio. It seems like now they do realize that your government's completely rogue, Paul.
Yeah, they are outraged.
But they've got your guns. So now there's nothing you can do. They'll come over to your house and murder you if you don't like it. Paul Watson, great article. Everybody should get it out to everyone. If you hug or kiss your children, they will be taken from you under the new system. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go to Wayne Madsen in just a moment. Talk about the Sarkozy attempted assassination or whatever he thinks it is. The D.C. madam, been a month or so since we last had him on about that. Any new developments? He'll be with us for about 35 minutes, and we're going to take some calls. Then we're going to find out what this Supreme Court ruling does. I've read over a lot of it. It's exactly as we said it was, viciously anti-gun, worse than I even thought. So we'll be breaking that down as they fool the public, telling them that it was a pro-Second Amendment ruling. Before we go to Wayne Madsen, consultant to the National Security Agency and other groups, really a great source of information, Truth Rising comes out in T-minus 8 days. July 4th, 8 days from now, it will be available at PrisonPlanet.tv for all PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality. We're also going to have a DivX version up there for you, so it's very easy to put it not on a DVD, but on a disc in high quality. And most DVD players are now DivX or have a DivX feature, and so that's a great way to really spread it fast. And I'm asking all the activists to get Truth Rising. It proves the criminal government knew the dust was killing people, knew it was deadly poison, asbestos, everything else you can imagine, that it was going to kill them, that they blocked funding for them very wickedly. But that's about a third of the film. The rest is all the We Are Change and 9/11 Truth activists all over the world confronting politicians, but not some grainy YouTube video up close happening. It's cinema verite, no voiceover from Alex Jones, a new type of film for me. And I'm really, really proud of it. I mean, I think my best film information-wise is Endgame, really important info. But for energizing activism, showing young people and others we can make a change and take over the media and hijack media events peacefully and get our info out, you need to see Truth Rising. Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. Order the DVD at Infowars.com so you're the first to get it next Saturday when we ship it out. See it first next Friday at, of course, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv online, or call toll-free to pre-order it, 888-253-3139. Truth Rising. There's also trailers up on the shopping cart where you can order the video. You can watch the trailers there up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay. Sarkozy is leaving Israel at the airport. An Israeli government policeman, guard, reportedly shoots himself in the head, but then other press reports had the police saying, we don't know what happened. Looks like somebody shot him or somebody tried to shoot Sarkozy. The family says that's ridiculous. He would never do this. Wayne Madsen has his ear very close to the ground with a lot of CIA, NSA, defense intelligence people in D.C., WayneMadsenReport.com, excellent source of info. So I wanted to have him on because this happened a few days ago, 3 days ago now, and you never hear about it in our press. It's kind of like, oh, there was a little snafu, a little security scare. Somebody blew his head off 3 feet from Sarkozy, and then we hear that that's not really a true media report and that there was some kind of shootout going on. I mean, heaven knows now. And you add this in to CBS News reporting that Israel and the U.S. are planning to attack Iran before Bush leaves office in January 22nd of next year, about 8 months from now. We have just all this craziness going on. We have the buildup, more ships in the Gulf than at the last two Gulf Wars. I mean, we are on the edge of history here in a very bad way, and Wayne Madsen's here to help us decipher it. Wayne, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Wayne, what do you, first off, Sarkozy, what's your intel on that?
Well, we're up against two things with this incident. First of all, Ben Gurion Airport is one of the most secure airports in the world. Not only do they have security within the airport, but you can't even get to the airport without going through a number of security checks. So given that and the fact that it's very hard to get any kind of information dealing with national security matters out of Israel because they have pretty draconian censorship laws in that country, what we do know, though, is that the person who was the security guard. We were told first he was a member of the Border Guard Force assigned to security duties at the airport when Nicolas Sarkozy and his wife were just leaving. They were at the foot of the stairs to go up to their plane to fly off, and there was a host of Israeli government officials present. There was this gunshot. Some of the honor guard looked around. They tried to hustle Sarkozy up the steps, but his wife is the model Carla Bruni. She took off pretty fast, and then Sarkozy stopped to wave to some of the people after the incident. I guess, you know, those politicians in France are no different than the ones here. They're not going to miss an opportunity to schmooze. But what we were told was the person who was responsible for the gunshot was this border guard who was on the top of a building with an M16 with a telescopic scope, and that he committed suicide with this M16. Now, what we found out later is that this individual was not a Jewish Israeli, but a member of the minority Druze community, and the Druze populate Israel and in Lebanon and Syria. They're a quasi-Islamic sect. They're not considered true Islamic, but they follow a lot of Islamic principles. But Israel feels very comfortable in putting the Druze in the military and police forces, unlike the Israeli Arabs, who are not given positions in the military or the police forces. The Druze are. I might add that in Lebanon, the Druze leader, Walid Jumblatt, is very much an ally of the neocons. He's a darling of them. So the Druze have produced a lot of people who support the Bush and Likud agenda in Israel. But we really don't know. The family of this Druze border guard says that he had a wife, two kids. He had no reason to commit suicide. So it's still pretty much shrouded in mystery, although we are seeing reports now in Haaretz in Israel that possibly this individual was spotted looking at the French presidential party through his telescopic his scope of his rifle, and that somebody thought he might have been trying to shoot in their direction, and he was then shot by one of the other Israeli guards. Whether he was shot by an Israeli guard or a French, you know, a French security agent, we still don't know. It's very, very hard to get information out of Israel.
Well, that makes a lot of sense that, and obviously we don't know what happened because they lie so much. I mean, you've got Olmert being indicted and all this trouble and the Mossad chief coming in. They're all fighting with each other there. But that makes a lot of sense that he was aiming with his telescopic sight and that they thought he was planning to assassinate Sarkozy, the little Mossad operative that runs France now. Speaking of this case, what do you and your gut think, or do you have any ideas what happened?
Well, if there's anything sinister to this, I'm pretty concerned about something we heard from Charlie Black, who was John McCain's chief strategist. Charlie Black said that when Benazir Bhutto, the former Pakistani prime minister, was assassinated, that was actually good for McCain because he got the bump in the New Hampshire primary to win that primary. So the mere fact that somebody like Charlie Black, who's been around Republican politics forever, it seems, in this town, he of course, is with the firm Black, Manafort, and Stone, and the Stone is Roger Stone, the Republican dirty tricks guy who precedes Karl Rove in the business by a few years. Roger Stone has his fingerprints all over the Dan Rather takedown. But anyway, to have somebody like Charlie Black make that comment about Bhutto and her assassination being beneficial for John McCain, you have to wonder. You know, was there an attempt maybe on Sarkozy to precipitate?
Oh, absolutely. If he would have been killed by some
Arab-related
sect, that would have been the perfect pretext to attack Iran. They could have said Iran did it. So the question is, why did it go wrong?
Something went wrong. Maybe we don't know that, of course, the French have a pretty good counterterrorism force.
They might have killed him.
They may have done it. They may have seen something. They may have taken him out. But this whole thing, I mean, trying to get any information out of Israel, which is a pretty closed society when it comes to national security issues, is going to be very difficult. The only way we're going to see anything is if somebody in Israeli or French intelligence, for that matter, leaks. If they leak the information, then we...
But I see this as overall another major sign that we see global destabilization and escalation. Always before World War I, World War II, and other major conflicts, we see attempted assassinations. We've got CBS News and others reporting there is a plan to go ahead and hit Iran with Israel and the U.S., or we hear it's just Israel. What are you getting inside the Beltway?
Well, the signs are, in the intelligence community, these are called INW, indications and warning, and the signs are unmistakable. I picked up the fact that in Anniston, Alabama, there's now increased production of Hellfire missiles. Now, these are the air-to-surface anti-armor missiles that are usually put on these Predator drones, these unmanned aerial vehicles, and so there's been a call by the government to increase the production of those. I think the surge production of those is 200 a day. They've been asked to do that. And in Britain, the counterpart to the Hellfire missile, which is called the Brimstone, you know, Hellfire and Brimstone, I now understand that there's increased production of the Brimstone. So that coupled with the fact that these Air Force gunships, the AC-130 gunships are now being staged at Barksdale, Louisiana, at the Air Force Base.
Hump the Magic Dragon. That means they're planning to go in against infantry.
Yeah. I mean, and the UAVs would suggest, with the Hellfires and the Brimstones, would suggest that
armor.
They may be going after the Iranian leadership if they're in vehicles, because these were used by the CIA and the military before to take out suspected Al Qaeda terrorists in Yemen.
Yes, an assassination weapon. Amazing.
Right, exactly. It is. Yes. Yes.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, stay there. Two more segments with you. I want to continue with not just the military buildup and the ships and the rest of it and the rhetoric increasing, but whether you think it'll be Israel that's going to strike, will the U.S. go along, or is there a way to stop this? With Wayne Madsen, we'll get into the D.C. madam before he leaves us. And some of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231, prisonbonded.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, formerly consultant to the National Security Agency and other agencies. A lot of great info from him over the years. Proving to be a great source of information. Not just all the military buildup, but what are people on the ground in Washington saying? I mean, are they saying, your other colleagues and people you know, are they saying it's a done deal to attack Iran, or are they saying it's still in flux?
Well, there's one development that would make one think that there may not be an attack, but it may be the fact that we don't have really a single foreign policy in this country any longer. We have various groups within the Bush administration, sometimes at loggerheads, and the State Department announced the other day that at least it was reported that they're considering opening a U.S. interest section in Tehran. Now, this would be the first placement of U.S. diplomats in Tehran since the Iranian hostage situation during the Carter administration of our embassy, our diplomats.
That sounds like a major de-escalation.
That would be, and Iran has an interest section here in Washington, and has had one for a number of years at the Pakistani embassy. So that tells me that the State Department, anyway, is opposed. But we also know that there's, you know, this trip by Admiral Mullen, the chief of naval operations. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, Admiral Mullen, to Israel. And
is he going to Israel to be? I mean, the AP said to be lobbied by the Israelis. Do you think that's an accurate headline?
Well, I think he is. I mean, I think that's the only reason he's going. But we also know that Bob Gates, the Secretary of Defense, and after they purged the neocons out of the Pentagon, it's interesting. I just saw Doug Feith on the street here about a half an hour ago with a group of people. So God knows what that cabal's up to. But we know that there's been a purge in the Pentagon, and
our intel is that Gates went to Bilderberg and spoke out for war to, quote, stop them getting a nuke. But you're saying you're hearing that's not the case.
Well, I'm hearing that. I mean, the key is Dick Cheney is still the vice president. Out of his office is still, you know, is run this neocon cell, and the vice president is, you know, the most powerful VP we've had in the history of this country. So as long as he's there, and as long as he's got this nest around him, anything is possible. Because I reported on him establishing another chain of command over the nukes, which we saw what happened with Minot.
Shifting gears, but I want to get back into the nuke thing since you mentioned it. I hadn't thought of that to see where that saga's gone that you've been on top of. What do you think the McClellan thing is? I mean, he's always been a creature of the establishment, and he put out a pretty hardcore book, but it's still kind of a whitewash in a way. And it seems like he's such a cowardly person, at least from past activity, that it's such a change of pace for him. What do you see going on behind that?
I got to figure out that Scott is looking at the tea leaves, and he sees that there's going to be a huge shock come November. I believe. I think the Republicans are going to face the worst defeat they've seen since post Watergate, the 1974 election, when they were routed. They lost seats in the Senate now. I think Scott's looking at that, and he says, how do I survive in Washington? Obviously, I don't think he wants to go back to Austin. He wants to survive here, and he sees which way the wind's blowing, and he figured, well, I better get on the right side of the issue, and now he's become sort of a darling of people who used to, you know, detest him. But I think that's playing a little bit into it. But
well, I agree with you. I agree with you. But, I mean, we're also seeing other big fish that have been exiting. I mean, Powell was 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, I think that there is a chance that these guys could be brought to justice, and I think that's why Cheney's buying land in Dubai and a house, and Bush is, you know, going to Paraguay. What do you say about that?
Well, it's possible that they're running scared. I know that I think Bob Novak is reporting today that Colin Powell may be endorsing Barack Obama. That would be another huge move. And I think we're going to see a lot more of these people try to change their spots in this town. I'd like to see these people brought to justice, but, you know, obviously if you get people like a Scott McClellan, who would be willing to testify about what he knows, and he made it very uncomfortable for Bush in this whole Valerie Plame leak situation. I mean, he put the onus right on Bush and Cheney, so he's not very popular.
Do you think he realizes how dangerous it is that they'll probably come after him 10 years down the road?
You know, maybe he doesn't, but I would note that his father, Barr McClellan, wrote a book used to be an attorney for Lyndon Johnson. He basically, in the book, came out and said LBJ was part of a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy. So,
we interviewed him. No, he told him that. Yeah, LBJ in his face. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's the type of genes that Scott comes from, so I guess anything's possible. What we may hear from him in the future.
Well, can you imagine what he knows that we don't know? I think he is running scared. I think they're running scared, and I think that's why they're so dangerous. They may gamble, try to fail forward. Let's come back, get into the missing nukes, you've been on top of that like nobody else, and then the D.C. Madam. 10 more minutes with our guest on the other side, and we'll tell you about the Supreme Court Second Amendment ruling. This is big info. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Man, you see George Carlin die, you see Charlton Heston die. You think about Willie Nelson being 75. Find out he's a fan of this show for 10 years to have him on. Find out he listens to the show all the time. It's just amazing. And the guy is an icon. You know, he's told me, oh, give me a call. You know, hang out sometime or something. And I mean, how do you do that? I can't even make myself do it. I was driving home late last night thinking about that. I'm going to have to get him back on, though, soon. Can't interview Johnny Cash. He's dead. All right, I got about 5 minutes left with Wayne Madsen, then your phone calls and a ton of news. The key Second Amendment ruling coming up is as bad as we thought, probably worse. Wayne Madsen, the missing nukes. Very, very suspicious. Just in summation, what do you think happened there? Because you've been on top of this like nobody else.
Well, what we now know is that the Department of Defense in a report stated that there are thousands, over a thousand nuclear components missing. This is unbelievable. The first time since we've had nukes, since the Truman administration, we've lost control. And what I reported was last Labor Day weekend, before the weekend, that these nukes that were moved from Minot Air Base, Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale, Louisiana, were moved because there is a dual chain of command operating out of Dick Cheney through the Air Force, bypassing Gates, and that we saw the results of that when Gates fired the Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn and the Air Force Chief of Staff General Michael Moseley. That's unprecedented. Never before have we seen the top leadership of a
military. Do you think the Israelis are involved in this because they run the company that guards the nukes?
Well, not only that, I found out there's a woman who's involved in both the Project Checkmate, which is the plan to attack Iran, and also the Cyber Command, very much involved in this dual chain of command. And her name is Dr. Lani Katz. She is a former Israeli Air Force major who came to this country in 1981 and mercurially rose up to her present position, where she's now a top policymaker within the Air Force Department, within the Cyber Command, and has responsibility for Project Operation Checkmate, which is the plan to hit Iran.
What do your colleagues think it was about? I mean, Israel can sneak a nuke in here. The neocons can get them from other sources. Why would they need to pull some fast one to get these nukes flown out to Iraq? Why? Because they could smuggle them back in and say Iran had done it, or what?
Yeah, no, I think we saw this guy who used to be at the State Department, a State Department official in the Bush administration, tip his hat recently. A guy named J. Scott Carpenter stated that what was going to happen was there was going to be an incident in Iraq that was going to necessitate a U.S. strike on the Iranian Revolutionary
Guard. That's what I've heard from inside sources. You're saying your same sources, other sources, are saying that they were planning to claim that Iran, what, hit Basra with a nuke or something?
No, Iran was responsible for hits on American troops in Iraq, these bombings, these IEDs. The plan was to hit the Iranian Revolutionary Guard command centers in Iran. That would necessitate an Iranian response, and then there would be a general there would be a strike against Iran's nuclear facilities.
But why pull a fast one, a shell game with the nukes? I mean, why would they need to covertly ship nukes in off record if they were openly going to nuke Iran?
Well, I think there was opposition, we know, from Admiral Fallon, who was Central Command commander. We know there was opposition from Admiral Stufflebeam, who was.
You're saying it's that rogue. It's that rogue that
yeah,
the executive was going to sneak nukes past the Joint Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how much Bush knew, but this was definitely Cheney and operating right down through the Air Force chain of command, bypassing Gates, bypassing the DOD, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, right through the Air Force, right to Minot, and right to people at Barksdale.
You're saying it is that crazy?
It is, and we've seen the evidence of that with these firings, unprecedented firings. The fact that a report stated that there's still nuclear components missing. You know, we know that those fuses were sent to Taiwan. You know, we don't know the full story.
Now, what
on
is that?
I mean, it's incredible that we talk about loose rogue, loose nukes in the former Soviet Union. When we have them here, it's really unprecedented.
Well, I think that's part of it, is just getting the story out there is what I thought. There's a possible story, possibly what's happening. I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that they want to introduce the idea of missing nukes and that this happens sometimes. In closing, I'm going to let you go. D.C. Madam, you went down to Houston to investigate the CIA guy being...
Roland Carnaby, and by the way, the FBI has now raised that to a national security investigation, but I understand, I reported yesterday, they're going slow on it. Apparently their agents aren't even taking notes when interviewing people in this case. So it looks like another cover-up of this guy being shot to death in Houston on April 29th. He was a CIA station chief, retired for Houston, and was quite concerned about a possible hit on the port of Houston, possibly the Houston Ship Channel.
Wow. And you got this from sources?
From people who he worked with very closely, with the Counterterrorism Center, port security, airport security in Houston.
Well, what was crazy is that he was admitted CIA, and then they tried to say in the media, well, maybe he isn't. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Okay, final question. D.C. Madam, anything new on that?
There's going to be a hearing on her assets, similar to what happened with Ken Lay. You know, before he actually went to jail, he died of a heart attack. And so this court hearing is going to be on disposition of her assets. Remember, the government froze her assets, so we'll now see whether her estate will be given access to her money pursuant to the judge's decision here.
But bottom line, do you think she was murdered?
I've talked to people, I even talked to people in the CIA. They have real doubts about whether she was murdered. They think that she had enough information that, they doubt the suicide theory, I should say. They think that she had enough information to be very dangerous to a lot of people, and I've already reported who one of those guys was, and that's Dick Cheney.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Take care. Okay, folks, I have a lot of news here. I just want to read some of the headlines. Some of them we've already covered, most we haven't. Then I'll go to Peggy, Sonia, John, Ed, and Wayne as quickly as possible, and a few others. And we got the Supreme Court ruling news coming up. It's kind of like I'm hesitating before the plunge. I have been reading this morning and through the breaks. It is just absolutely devastating. Just absolutely devastating. It's so bad, I am almost speechless right now. I am just, they're going to do it all. And then there's the added Orwellian point that it is a anti-gun ruling of the highest level ever in our history, 234 years, coming up next week. And the public is being lied to and being told it is a victory for the Second Amendment. Just the level, the practice of lying and lying to the public is just unspeakable. We need a big article on this from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com from Curtin Nimmo and Paul Watson tomorrow or today. This is such a big deal. Gunners of America and JPFO, a few groups will actually write articles telling the truth about this. There will be a great iron curtain of lies that is put out for everybody else. And if you can't get your fellow Americans to realize they're under attack, you can't ever rally against a threat. This story still just blows me away. Government permission required for parents to kiss or hug their children. In England and the U.S., they're moving forward, saying parents want to be licensed by the state to basically even be able to keep their children. Just everybody. Everybody to have breathalyzers in their cars. Everybody. Everybody to have chips. It's all happening. Meanwhile, Texas Youth Commission, Culture Resists Change, and it just admits here how they rape the children en masse here in Texas and the government. Got a big stack of articles there on that. Just pointing out that the government is the worst group, the most corrupt, the most wicked, and they just, the more we say we don't want government in our lives or running our lives, the bigger they get, the more they say, just shut up, we have armed people, we run things, shut up. The Democrats are upset with, quote, Obama's FISA betrayal. They are saying, we thought you were against warrantless spying on the American people. And Obama comes out and says, well, it's only for Americans overseas. Of course, that's not what the bill says, not what they're doing. I mean, every transaction you make in a bank is uploaded to the government. No judge, no jury, no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, no nothing. Let's play Senator Biden today in the Senate talking about the FISA bill. Here it is. You don't have the clip about tinfoil hat wearing 9/11 truthers? Yeah, that's the one. Here it is.
But I guess I shouldn't be surprised by the inclusion of these onerous oversight provisions, which no previous Congress felt the need to add. How many times have we heard claims that the Protect America Act would permit the government to spy on innocent American families overseas on their vacations? Or innocent American soldiers overseas serving our country. Or innocent students, American students who are simply studying abroad. Painting this type of picture only feeds the delusions of those who wear tinfoil hats around their house and think that 9/11 was an inside job.
Now that was Hatch. Biden said something similar. There's so many of these clips I confused them. Now if you listen to that carefully, he tells two lies within a lie. I mean, these are consummate liars. That's why they're in power. Why the New World Order trusts them. He says it's a lie that Americans are spied on overseas, when the normal lie they tell is that they only spy on Americans overseas. He even denies that. You read the FISA bill, you read the debates, you look at what they're doing. millions of warrantless wiretaps on the American people. And all that means is roving keyword, all of the emails, all of the faxes, everything fed through it, and that's admitted. But this is a public that doesn't understand even the three branches of government. They know you're ignorant, and so they're able to get away with this. Just an amazing deception. I have another clip that I'm going to play later where Glenn Beck says, forget even giving people trials or secret trials. That isn't good enough. If we even think you aren't with us, with the government, the war on terror, you need to be shot in the head. You need to be killed. And that goes for anybody who they think is, quote, against the government, while the government's criminal. So now we know it's a talking point to say, kill anyone that disagrees with the government. I have that clip. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Some of the other news I have here we will get to after I take some of your calls. Who is first up here? Peggy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to ask, I'm sure the news about the guns is going to be just as bad as you are hinting that it is. Which state is the most would be the most favorable toward people owning guns with the least restrictions?
Vermont.
Any others?
Well, there are other states where you have a Second Amendment, but the police violate and ignore the law. Like Arizona is as good, according to the State Bill of Rights, as Vermont, but there's just roving checkpoints. They have injectors sucking blood at checkpoints. Just totally criminal. The Arizona police is just a hell cauldron.
What is it about Vermont that makes them more friendly to guns?
Well, it's an older state, and so it's in their State Bill of Rights. There's absolutely no infringement on citizens owning and keeping arms, having them, and it describes it in great detail.
I see.
Of course, Texas does too, but they don't care. They'll take you to jail with pleasure all day for guns. So it's a lawless government.
I see. It's the people that are actually in power right now in Vermont that are keeping the people's rights intact.
Well, the government only points out rights that are there. They don't give us. I mean, I know you know that, but for those that don't know, the Supreme Court's saying they're giving us this right, and it says a right to have your guns confiscated and to jump through thousands of flaming hoops, and then once a year when a blue moon is rising, you can look at a gun, basically.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, no, it's exactly as we said it would. I mean, listen to this Reuters headline. Supreme Court finds individual right to own guns. For the first time in U.S. history, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that individual Americans have a right to own guns for personal use and struck down a strict gun control law in the U.S. Capitol. Now, you read this, but then you read the different law centers. You read the ruling itself. It's hundreds of pages long. I have it in front of me. I read probably 20 pages of it so far, and it just says over and over again that it can be restricted by law, that it can be controlled. We'll explain what this means to Larry Pratt. I lost my phone lister on the computer. Who's up next? Sonia in St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Sonia, and I have the website called Shredded Society. I don't know if you have been there yet, but I have a couple of videos on CPS corruption.
But corruption means that it's like something bad they didn't mean it to do, like it's accidentally being bad. And I'm not. I mean, they are designed to destroy the family. They're actually doing their job. Horrible crime against humanity. Vicious criminals. Violating due process, raping children, putting them on drugs. But go ahead and give your website out. So there's no accident. I mean, the war on drugs isn't failing because there's more drugs on the streets and more people in prison. It was designed to do that. The war on terror isn't failing, taking our rights. It was designed to. Go ahead.
Right. And what I find amazing, because I'm out here all alone fighting. I feel like I'm in a tunnel now, reaching out for help. And I know I'm speaking for a lot of other parents and children as well, who are voiceless and have no rights.
Yeah, just nice, friendly mothers like yourself, nice families, with horrible, hardcore child rapists at your door.
Right. And, Right. Mm-hmm. And they took my youngest child, put her up for adoption against my will, and didn't even accuse, I wasn't even adjudicated or charged for an abuse.
No, I know. It's just lawless criminal, but see, you said against your will. It's against your God-given rights.
Yeah. And, okay, so my...
So now you've had enough, you've had, now they want the other kids.
No, they don't.
They just wanted that...
they're not adoptable.
Was the baby blonde-haired, blue-eyed?
Brownish, cute little girl, 3 years old.
Well, I mean, they got a lot of money. I'm sorry to hear that happen.
But...
That's these lawless criminals, and as long as they're not brought to justice, they're just going to continue what they're doing. How can I help you? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know who's listening how astounding it is how many families in America have no idea.
And if you would have resisted, they'd have called the SWAT team out and shot you full of holes. They'd have gone out and drank beer and played pool afterwards. Because we are a country absolutely run by hardcore criminals. Stay there. I'm going to come back and let you finish up.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Look, Sonia in Missouri, just in a nutshell, what brought the family-destroying child molestation forces to your house? And then, as you said, no judge, no jury, no adjudication, no charges. They just are criminals, and they snatch your children. And you can go read the common law, folks. It's an extrajudiciary system. Talk about Guantanamo Bay. They don't have any rights. What about here? Don't break Al-Qaeda's arms, Al-Qaeda's arms, but break our arms. And it's called paying compliance. See, we are the scum of the earth. We are here as doormats. We exist to be slaves. Sonia, finish up. How did the Imperial forces come into your life? How did it all start?
Well, actually, it's very common for divorced couples to accuse each other, and the courts step in and play games with them.
Yeah, the idiot lawyers tell you to do that, and then it ruins your life. So that's how it began?
Instead of enhancing the situation or enriching it and making it better, they instead interrogate and cause more frivolous suits, and then they eventually take the children and, but not in my case, they took my youngest child from the father, but they never gave her back to me.
Yeah.
And then they put her up for adoption.
That's right. Most of the time, these men and women hate each other and love to fight, and then you just lose your child. Give out the website.
I have on YouTube called Shredded Society, and there are some pretty good videos.
I'm not really understanding you. What society?
It's called Shredded Society on YouTube.
Shred It. Okay. Shred It Society. Well, thank you for the call. Oh, God. It's depressing to hear that. Folks, I've been to the hospital. I've covered it. I've watched it. I've caught the cops choking a woman to sign documents. I mean, the government is just, you got to see it. But they have special CPS pedophile cops that work for them, special ones they call, and they all look the same. They even look the same. It's so disgusting. It looks like a NAMBLA commercial. You ever seen those NAMBLA videos they got online, where they advertise, we're good people, we're nice, or you see NAMBLA busted on TV? They always just look like sacks of pus demons, but in a police uniform. I mean, they can't ever hide it. Their eyes look evil, their mouths look evil. They always have like a real sick smirk, a little dirty mustache, and the women are all the same, too. Just absolute filth. I hate you. I hate watching you commit your crimes and never getting busted. I hate watching your evil spread like cancer and the idiot public being fed on by you. Who's up next here? I guess John in Wyoming. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A couple of things that I found interesting. Number one, every time oil prices start settling down here in America, Israel starts doing saber rattling against Iran.
Yeah, no, OPEC came out and said they're going to boost prices again.
Yeah. And they started saber-rattling on Friday, June the 6th, and oil jumped $10.75 a barrel when they said an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities was inevitable. And then they started settling down again last week, and then Israel did their mock air raid of Iran, and oil prices spiked again last Friday. And another thing I wanted you to know about, in case you don't know, the feds up here in Cheyenne are jamming your signal. Your signal is being bombarded with so much static, it is not to be
believed. Oh, a lot of that's just the nature of shortwave.
Yeah, and, well, no, because remember when you were on 9.985, okay, I could tune in the time tick, which was just 15 kilohertz away at 10,000 kilohertz, and it was clear and unimpeded and no static. And yet I would tune into your frequency on 9.985, and it was being inundated by static.
Hey, listen, we've had Voice of America blast over us on purpose and a bunch of stuff. You think the criminals running our government want real information that our country's run by a pedophile syndicate? I mean, private banking pedophile syndicate? Anything else you want to answer?
No, just keep up the great work and tell us more whatever you know about this fiasco involving the Second Amendment.
All right, we will.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.